Whitney later. Right. Hello, Fats. Mrs. Ellison. Bloody hair. With another vlog. You know what really gets up my hole? People who think that anything related to sex is taboo. Taboo. By the way, have you ever noticed that Thai is spelt as though it should be pronounced thigh? I'm eating thigh. Anyway, sex. Taboo. Fuck that shit. Sex is natural. Sex is as natural as scratching your ass, rolling pastry, jumping up and down on Barbara Streisand records, or rubbing one out to a Miley Cyrus video. Yes. So, sex. It is not and should not be taboo. Rubbing your head is totally fine, but slide your hand down to your jiggly wiggly bits and oh no, oh my god, fuck off. Well, here's what I say. In the words of Mrs. Ellis, get over your fucking selves. The saying goes, never forget where you came from. Well, guess what? We all came from dicks and cunts. We took a journey from a fleshy tube and popped out of a pink hole. So I say, remember it fondly. Stroke your own fleshy tubes and rub your pink holes often. Celebrate it. Yes, sex is a celebration of the original journey. We keep pictures and videos of trips we take and vacations we have, right? Well, what porn is. A reminder of our first trip. And the most important trip. Why do you think I like sex so much? People are always saying, oh, that Mrs. Ellis is a slut, fucking all those men. Well, no. I am fondly remembering where I came from. That's it. And where I come from. All these people sat in front of their computers, sliding their hands all over their bits and pieces and then jumping up and covering themselves and hiding their screens in shame when people walk in and catch them. Why? Stop being so prudish, you little bastards. Be proud. Loud and proud. Yes, look at me. I am honouring thy mother and father, for they did that when they... what they're doing now to bring me into this world. Okay, so they may not have licked each other's shit and forcefully inserted plastic objects into each other during the process, but still, you have to shake the bottle a few times before you can get the ketchup out, right? Right. Oh, but God says it's wrong. Well, who is he? He isn't the one who has to walk around all day with a stiff dick or a juicy Lucy, is he? No. So stop splitting pubic hairs with me. God made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. What do you think he did on the seventh? Just took a nap on his holy couch and counted sheep? No. He has those angels for a reason, you know. They are his concubines. He had a roll around in the clouds. After all, he is a man. Old Mr. Omnipotent has a harem up there. I guarantee it. And I bet he gets on Xtube and PornTube.com now in this day of computers and internets. And wise up. There is a reason that all the godly stuff is called holy, you know. Did ever any of you ever think about the Virgin Mary? Huh? She was no virgin. God slipped one up around the back of a harp somewhere. Get real, people. If God is telling you not to fuck, it's because he wants all the virgin for himself. I also have a feeling he's an Arab. Basically, what I'm trying to say is fuck proudly. Fuck everything and everyone. And do it without fear of being condemned. Because after all, even the devil's always horny. And it is how we are all here. And it's why we're all here. And always remember, whenever you look at your father, just say to yourself, I came out of the end of his prick. Goodbye now.